This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
A lot of people are struggling with the isolation that the coronavirus has brought to our everyday lives. Being cut off from loved ones, social interaction, and our normal routines can mess with our mental health. KUT's Claire McInerney checked in with people in recovery from addiction to see how the isolation is affecting their sobriety.
A lot of us are counting time. Days since we've been sheltered in place, days we've been working from home, or since we went to school, or since we lost our job. People in recovery are used to counting time as a way to measure their sobriety.
So my name is Annabelle, and I've been sober since August 31st, 2016.
My name is Kevin Dick. I moved to Austin in November of 2018. That is actually, I moved here on my sober date. I basically moved here to go to treatment.
Okay. So my name is Chris Marshall. I've been sober since February 16th, 2007, so I just celebrated 13 years of sobriety.
Annabelle, Kevin, and Chris all live in Austin and are all in recovery from addiction. Like the rest of us, they're hanging out at home and dealing with layoffs or slowed work. Unlike many other people, though, they aren't cracking afternoon beers or having virtual happy hours. They're facing the isolation and uncertainty of a pandemic head-on, sober. Annabelle, who's asked that we don't use her last name, goes to at least one Alcoholics Anonymous meeting a week and meets up with her sponsor once a week as well.
So being in shelter-in-place mode definitely has changed my weekly routine. And I was very resistant to online meeting format, but I've found that it's kind of awesome.
Even though she can still talk to her sober community on a regular basis, the isolation is sometimes putting her in a different headspace than before.
Being alone and in a house and not in your world at work with your people, you know, is triggering in a lot of ways where maybe my mind is just more occupied most of the time or cravings crop up when they normally wouldn't.
And all of this free time reminds her of a different point in her life.
I had a lot more idle time when I was drinking and drugging. And there's some kind of muscle memory that crops up of like, oh, you're painting your kitchen. Wouldn't that be so great with a bunch of amphetamines and the whole house would be painted by now? You know, the wonderful thing is that being sober in a strange way has prepared me for something exactly like this, because so much of the work is learning how to be alone. Where when I was drinking and drugging, being alone was terrifying.
Dealing with being alone and maintaining sobriety is something Kevin Dick is also grappling with.
Meetings are, you know, the bedrock of AA. It's hard to put your finger on exactly what it gives you being there in that physical space, but now that it's been taken out from underneath us, I think we all are realizing just how important that aspect is. You hold hands at every meeting at the end, and you hug people and you get physically close to people. And that's something that was entirely missing from my life before I got sober.
Like many of us, anxiety, depression, and uncertainty are prevalent for Kevin. And those used to be triggers for using drugs.
Like if I notice these feelings creeping up, I can jump into a Zoom meeting, like an online AA meeting, anytime I want. It's actually the first time in my life I've felt grateful for my addiction, because it's unlocked this like endless community of support for me. That community is available to me now. It's just online.
Chris Marshall says being surrounded by other sober people is one of the greatest parts of recovery. It's why he opened Sands Bar, an alcohol-free bar in East Austin. So now he's also relying on online communities. His bar is doing a virtual gathering with mocktail kits this month to connect with his regulars. But he also wants to make sure everyone in sobriety feels supported right now.
From someone who's had many years of sobriety, I would say that this thing is always going to be one day at a time. And all you have to do is just focus on the 24 hours in front of you.
And throughout this pandemic, he knows many people are turning to booze to numb out the uncomfortable emotions.
You see all the memes on social media about drinking, and people can get alcohol to go and deliver to their homes. But for me, all that is just a reassurance that what I'm doing and what I've been doing for the past 13 years is the right thing. Because I don't have to lean on a toxic substance to get through a hard situation.
Chris has been reaching out to addiction groups to feel supported for himself during this time. If you're looking for online support, we've listed out a variety of resources at KUT.org. Claire McInerney, KUT News.